From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A Republican challenge to the Democrats' health care bill is spurring what's expected to be another long day of debating and voting in the House. This morning, Republicans in the Senate found two minor rules violations in the bill and sent it back to the House to make the change and vote again. That's likely to happen late tonight. The GOP is pledging to do everything possible to block the bill, which it maintains will be a costly mistake for the country. President Obama goes back to where it all began on health care. He's scheduled to deliver a speech at the University of Iowa today. As NPR's Scott Horsley tells us, the campus was where then-presidential candidate Barack Obama first offered a blueprint for fixing health care.
It was almost 3 years ago that then-Senator Barack Obama visited the University of Iowa and promised to sign a law creating universal health care within his first term as president. Mr. Obama's task now is promoting the health care law that narrowly passed Congress over the weekend. Republicans are promising to campaign against the measure in the November elections. But White House spokesman Robert Gibbs thinks voters will be reluctant to give up their newfound insurance protections.
If that's the platform they want to run on, that sounds like a heck of a good time.
The president will be touting some of the more fast-acting parts of the new law, including a requirement that insurance companies cover children even if they have a pre-existing illness. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The head of the Federal Reserve is still lobbying to push interest rates down to rock-bottom levels. In prepared testimony to members of Congress today, Ben Bernanke says lower interest rates will help keep economic recovery on track. Bernanke's statement didn't offer any clues into when the Fed might start raising interest rates again. Analysts are predicting sometime this fall. Google's business partnerships in China are coming under pressure 2 days after it rerouted its search engine through Hong Kong to try to dodge Chinese censorship. NPR's Louisa Lim reports on the fallout.
China's second biggest mobile carrier, China Unicom, today announced it would drop Google's search engine from its cell phones. The company's president said it could only work with companies that abide by Chinese law. Google's Chinese search engine has also been dumped by a Hong Kong website, TomOnline. One of China's most popular portals, Sina.com, says it's reviewing its partnership with Google. So far, Google's other services, like Google Maps and Gmail, are still functioning. But the state-run media have been attacking the company. The China Daily accused Google's exit of being part of a deliberate U.S. plot. Another article argued the idea that a foreign company could dictate its will to a sovereign country died 150 years ago with the British East Asia Company. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
The Labor Department's reporting new applications for unemployment dropped by 14,000 last week. This is NPR. The families of those killed in United Flight 93 during the 2001 terrorist attacks say plans for a national memorial are on track. But they're on Capitol Hill today looking for funding. The families are hoping the memorial's initial phase, said to be about $60 million, will open next year on what will be the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Flight 93 was traveling from Newark to San Francisco when it was hijacked. The passengers rebelled and the hijackers crashed the plane in a field in Pennsylvania. After more than a quarter century on television, a show about movie reviews is going off the air. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports on the big change at the movies, which made stars of Roger Ebert and Gene Siskel in the 1980s.
It started as sneak previews back in the 1970s. Something about the dynamic between the two Chicago film critics just seemed to click. Earnest and inevitably dressed in pullover sweaters, Siskel and Ebert debated the finer points of mass market, art house films, and even 3D.
The 3D this year did nothing to add to the experience of enjoying these movies.
Right.
All that you ended up with is eye strain and this.
At the movies never really recovered after the death of Gene Siskel in 1999. He was only 53. The show seemed increasingly outdated, especially given the availability of film reviews online. Still, Ebert says he's planning to produce a new movie review show on TV with his wife. At the Movies will end in August. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
U.S. stocks still gaining ground at last check. The Dow was up nearly 100 points at 10,932. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.